We're joined right now by a two-time world champion boxer, a Showtime CBS broadcaster. He sparred with Conor McGregor last week. You've got Mayweather and McGregor in Las Vegas, August 26th, 9 p.m. You know that's pay-per-view. He joins us now from Yankee Stadium. Paulie Malignaggi is my guest. Paulie, it's good to have you back. How are you? What's up?
Jim, I'm good. I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Just getting ready to watch this game. How are you doing?
Paulie, I'm doing great. Thanks for mixing this one in during the game. I appreciate it. Listen, as somebody, Paulie, let me start right here. As somebody who's been around boxing his entire life, what did you think, Paulie, when you first heard the idea that Conor McGregor, coming from MMA, was going to fight Floyd Mayweather in a boxing match? Did you think it was serious at first, or did you think that was just a whole lot of talk early on?
Yeah, I got to admit, Jim, I thought it was a lot of talk at first. You know, I didn't really take it too seriously. You know, I thought, this guy's a big self-promoter, and he's probably just using the Mayweather name to continue to promote himself big time because, you know, he's obviously a big self-promoter, and he's a big-time name in mixed martial arts in general. So I didn't think he was actually going to cross over, but I thought he was going to use the talk to kind of hype himself up in the mixed martial arts world.
All right, then when he got that boxing license, Paulie, you were critical of his chances and, in fact, threatened to knock the beard off his face. Initially, did you think that he was being disrespectful to the sport of boxing?
I just thought he was taking it a little too lightly. So at first I was like, you know what, if anybody's going to jump on this opportunity to fight this guy because he brings a lot of money, I said, you know what, let me be the first one to jump on it. You know, I've got a pretty big name in boxing and maybe I can get him to fight, you know. So I started trying to bait him a little bit and just to kind of gauge how serious he was, you know. And obviously it didn't work. He obviously went for the biggest fish you can get, Floyd Mayweather, and he managed to get him out of retirement and get Floyd. So, you know, I ended up taking a backseat, obviously, as you can see.
Hey, Paulie, I see you working. You had to try. All right, then last week, you sparred with Conor. First off, how did the meeting come about? And then what do you make of the fact that he wanted to work with somebody who had been critical of him?
The sparring came about because I have a friend who's Irish who I used to train with in Los Angeles back when I was training in Los Angeles. His name is Dean Byrne. And Dean's brother is Jerry Byrne, and Jerry is on the Conor McGregor team. You know, he's on the Conor McGregor training team. So Dean called me up, and he said, you know, can I get my brother to talk to you? He wants to talk to you about working with Conor. So I said, hey, man, no problem, but I'm retired. I'm not sure what they want, you know? So, you know, make a long story short, Jerry called me, and we made an agreement, and we kind of came out. You know, now how do I feel about Conor working with me, despite me having been critical of him? I think it shows his willingness to learn. I think it shows his willingness to, you know, put pride aside and get to work. But we went at it pretty good on Thursday, so I think he wanted to show me that maybe he should be taken a little bit more seriously than I was taking him. You know,
Paulie Malignaggi joining us. He's at Yankee Stadium of all places. Now, Paulie, the initial plan was to go 6 rounds, but you guys end up going 8 rounds. How would you describe it? And then, what do you make of what you saw from him?
It's hard to get into ins and outs because I don't want to bust his game plan. But I'll tell you what, Conor is a tough guy. He's trying his best to win the fight, and he's trying to. Trying to put a particular game plan together that is a bit awkward. You know, I don't think Conor can learn to box fundamentally sound in just a few months. So he was always going to be a bit awkward. I think anybody coming from MMA to boxing would always be a bit on the awkward side. But making it work, the way I describe it is this. He knows what he wants to do, and he has a method to the mayhem. He has a method to how he wants to do it. And the work was good. The work was rough. The work was good. We did 8 hard rounds. We were supposed to do 6, so we ended up going 8. I think some of it had to do with some of the bad blood that maybe he might have had for the talking to Charlton Trace, but I did. But we did go pretty good. And, he showed me that, hey, he's at least serious about this. I can't say based on a sparring session, oh, I'm going to pick this guy to win the fight. But I will say this. He's serious about what he wants to do. He has an awkwardness to where he can land some shots. And he's got, you know, I wouldn't say his power is what the reputation holds it for. I wouldn't say it's that strong, but his power is enough to where you definitely should respect it.
You know, Paulie, to that point, he's got a heavy, heavy left hand for MMA, but how does that punching power compare to a boxer's punching power?
It's definitely above average. You know, I wouldn't say it's oh my God power. That's what I kind of been talking about. You know, there's what I call oh my God power when somebody hits you, even in sparring, and you're like, oh my God, you know, like, wow, this guy really hits hard. You know, I've been in with guys, even in the past year, I sparred a guy named Amir Imam, who's a 140-pound contender, and, you know, in Miami, and I remember thinking, wow, this guy's got oh my God power. Like, you know, and he's a 140-pound contender in boxing, you know. Now, oh, my God, power is very rare, Jim. You know, there's above-average power, and then there's oh, my God, power. You know, I say Conor has above-average power. So if he lands a good shot on you, and he's landing with a small fight glove, he will hurt you. But it's not oh, my God, power, where every time he's touching you, you're like, my goodness, this is very uncomfortable, you know. It's not that kind of power, but it's good enough.
Paulie Malignaggi joining us. Paulie, what about Floyd? I'm not saying that he needs that to win this fight, of course, but at age 40, a couple of years from his last fight, does he have oh my god power?
Floyd? No, I would not. I don't think Floyd ever had oh my god power.
Right.
Actually, you know,
right.
I think Floyd managed to win fights based on his intelligence, his reflexes, his variation to his boxing style. I think oh my god power is very rare. Even among the world class fraternity of fighters, oh my god power is very rare. You know, but just because you have oh my god power doesn't mean you're going to become a world champion. Just because you don't doesn't mean you're not going to become a world champion. I think there's a lot of pieces to the puzzle to become a world class fighter, to become a championship level fighter. So Conor having the above average power for me is totally fine. It is respectable, and believe me, if he hits a guy with lighter gloves, smaller fight gloves, he will hurt.
Hey, Paul, let me ask you this. I mean, you're not going to give up the game plan, but we know he's got that left hand, but he's obviously going to have more than that to have any kind of shot to even do any damage, much less win the fight. Does Conor have another weapon or two that he can turn to?
That's one of the things I can't get into, Jim. He's got a style he's devising that is looking to, you know, be effective on different degrees and on different levels. And I think you have to be effective on different levels and different degrees, because you're fighting a guy like Floyd Mayweather who can make adjustments. So, you know, there are other avenues of being successful that Conor is implementing and he's doing in his training. And, of course, we'll continue to try to perfect them as training goes along. I'll continue to spar with him, and we'll see how he comes along.
All right, before I let you go, really quickly, we already know, or we have an idea what Conor's mindset is. What do you think Floyd's thinking? I mean, is he looking to knock him out, or is he looking to just pick him apart for 12 rounds?
I think Floyd will respect you as much as he's forced to respect you. I think if Floyd sees that you have nothing there, I think Floyd will go for the stoppage. You know, I think if Floyd sees, okay, I can beat this guy, but I've got to be careful, I think Floyd will be comfortable going for the decision victory. You know, and then you also can put a wild card in there. You also have to see what Floyd bets on himself, you know, or how he bets on himself. He bets on himself going the distance. If he bets on himself going the knockout, because let's face it, Floyd loves to play the Vegas casinos.
That's a pretty good tell right there. Last question. Do you think that Conor truly believes, Paulie, that he can win this fight, or is he thinking, man, this is a great money-making situation, and whatever happens, happens?
Well, I think first and foremost, the great money-making situation, so that's always on your mind. Now, is he going through the steps to try to win the fight? I believe he is. I mean, listen, he's working hard every single day. He's putting in the maximum work he can do. He's willing to make himself uncomfortable to a degree. A piece of me thinks, you know, that he does want to win the fight. Then a piece of me starts to think, a lot of it is also big promotion. He brought me in for a big promotion last week. It got a lot of media headlines. We boxed Thursday. We were supposed to box Saturday, but we did not box Saturday. And I was wondering why we did not box Saturday. You know, so I started wondering, maybe I got brought in just for the headlines, and maybe he doesn't want to work as hard as it's been all the time with me. Or maybe he's just, you know, saving me for when I get back next week. So we'll see. You know, I want to believe in my mind that Conor believes he can win the fight. I believe what he's been talking in the way, for the most part, the way I see him behaving in the gym shows me he believes he can win the fight. But ultimately, it will be up to him, and we'll see how he closes camp.
Paulie, actually, I'll lie. I got one more follow, because I've seen other boxers talking about this. I mean, do you think it's a one-off? Do you think that he fights his fight and he's done in boxing? Or is there some kind of small chance that maybe he would box again?
If I box again, you know, I was thinking the same thing. You know, you can make more money in boxing. We have the Ali Act, you're protected by that. At least, you know, it's not going to prevent you from being screwed 100%, but it prevents you from being screwed the way they screw fighters in mixed martial arts. So I think, you know, there's a possibility that Conor may box again, realizing he can make more money this way, and realizing he can keep a bigger chunk and percentage of the money that he brings in, as opposed to having to share most of it with everybody else. I don't think it's a far-fetched conclusion that he boxed again. But I think for now, the focus should be on one person and one fight, and that should be the Mayweather fight.
He is a two-time world champion, a Showtime CBS broadcaster, and he did spar with Conor McGregor last week. And joining us from Yankee Stadium, Paulie, let me get you back to the game. Really appreciate you, and thank you very much for doing that, Paulie.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure, man. I'll talk to
you too. Paulie, great talking to you. Always look forward to it. Paulie Malignaggi, two-time world champ. And he did spar with Conor McGregor.